right, good morning, 99.9 WTUZ, Keith, Miranda, we were us. It's Eric McElroy. Thanks for coming along this morning. Joining me live in studio right now, very special guest from the New Philadelphia Police Department, Mr. Chad Dorsey. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Eric.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Had Thanksgiving good, I hope?
Yes, it was.
Got to spend it with friends, family, those you love?
Of course.
Maybe some co-workers, probably. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, always.
I know how that goes. You know, law enforcement, folks that keep us safe. Fire department, folks still working around the holidays. Did you have to work? I mean, what was that all about?
Yeah, I worked a little bit extra over the holidays,
Well, we praise you and all of you guys, all of the local law enforcement agencies. But you're here not to talk about the holidays. Well, kind of you are. It's for the 9th annual Christmas with the Cop. You've been involved now for 3 years. You're actually now the chairman for Christmas with a Cop. First of all, talk about that role you've been holding down for a few years now. A lot of work, I'm sure, on your part and everybody this time of year.
Yeah, it actually takes a lot to put this program on. Starts usually a few months before the holiday season.
Yeah, it's not like you 2 weeks ago were like, hey, remember we got this thing coming up in a month.
Yeah, absolutely. We're out hustling, working hard to give back to our community, something that's near and dear to all of our hearts in the law enforcement community. We take this opportunity so that we can shed light on that we are real people. We're not just people that wear a uniform and a badge every day.
Right.
And
you're a part of the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's the 9th year you guys have been doing it, Christmas with a Cop. Of course, teaming up with Fraternal Order of Police, Tuscora Lodge Number 4. Big shout out to Robert Everett, the president there at Tuscora Lodge Number 4. I'm sure he does a lot of work with this as well.
He does. We have a great group of members who volunteer their time for this program as well as anything else we do with the Fraternal Order of Police. We got a core group of about 15, 20 guys that help out, so it's great.
And it's all just to give back to the community. Now, explain, Chad, if you can. It's Chad Dorsey from the New Philly Police Department, chairman of Christmas with the Cop. Explain, if you can, the whole selection process. How do we decide who gets chosen, or you guys, how do we decide who gets chosen and selected for the Christmas with the Cop?
Yeah, this is a big part of our program, and how we operate things is our local schools, our elementary schools. Mm-hmm. We send out an application. This year I did it by email, sent it out to all of our principals of our elementary schools and asked them to forward that on to all their classroom teachers and let them nominate a student that they know this would be a program that would help them you know, make their holiday a little bit brighter in their family.
So. And that's what it's all about. And that's a great way to go about, I think, the selection process, because who would know more better than the teachers that are with these kids 5 days a week? Sometimes, I mean, in some cases, like kids nowadays probably spend more time in school than they do at home. You know what I mean? They're there throughout the whole entire day. Love that. That's the way you guys do that whole selection process. Now, another big thing is local businesses always lend a helping hand and help you guys out with Christmas with the Cop this time of year. If folks want to donate for the program, or if some businesses already have, you can shout those folks out. But if folks want to donate, Chad, how can they do that?
There's a couple ways you can do it. If they know a member of the Fraternal Order of Police, you can donate directly through them. We are a nonprofit charitable organization, mm-hmm. so this program runs solely on donations. Our community comes out huge for this program. But if you would like to mail one, you can mail it to the Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge 4, P.O. Box 2, Dover, Ohio, 44622.
One of Ohio's oldest lodges, by the way.
Yes, we are. And like I said, if you know a member and it's easier just to get a hold of a member, you can make a donation that way. We take donations all year long for this program. We have a separate account at Dover Philly Credit Union, and all of the money that's earmarked for Christmas with a Cop goes into that account. And every year we select anywhere from 30 to 50 kids, depending on our applications that we get in. And we... When a student is nominated, we not only shop for that student, but we shop for every child in the family. So anyone who's not in.
They have siblings. Yeah,
they have siblings in high school, middle school, younger siblings. We shop for everybody in the family, 18 and under.
That's so great. That's great. It's Chad Dorsey, chairman with Christmas with a Cop. Now, Chad, December the 15th is when this whole thing culminates, if you will. You guys have a big event that you'll be having that day where all the folks who were selected get a nice evening, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We start out, we go shopping on December 12th, mm-hmm. 8 a.m., and then that night we all get together, all the members, we wrap everything that we purchased, and then on December 15th at the New Philly Elks, they graciously donate their banquet hall to us at noon and allow us to come in, and we bring Santa Claus in this year. He's bringing his wife with him.
The jolly old guy will be there, yeah.
Yeah, and Mrs. Claus will be there, so they'll be handing out gifts to all the kids.
Yes, and listen, Christmas with the Cop, this program, it's going to be the ninth year that they've had this for the kids and the families in our area, and they hope to make it a huge, huge success again this year. Chad, once more, tell the folks, if they local businesses, if they want to donate, how they can get in touch with you one more time.
Yeah, you can either drop off a donation at any of your local police departments, New Philly Police Department, Dover Police Department, Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Department especially, or you can get in touch directly with a member or mail a check to P.O. Box 2, Dover, Ohio, 44622, to the Fraternal Order of Police.
And you mentioned something I want to touch on real quick about how the community gives back. Isn't it amazing what the community can do when we all come together for not only this, but there's a number of other things happening around the holiday season. But doesn't it just blow you away each and every single year?
Yeah, our community never ceases to amaze me. We've had great turnout, I would say, for this event every year. We get donations, and there are some shocking ones that come in. If I could mention a couple local businesses that have helped us hugely this year. Number one, the New Philly Elks.
Yeah.
They donate their banquet hall and among other things. Henry Heating and Cooling, it has come out huge the last 2 years for us. And this year, we had a new donor to us, MPS Manufacturing in New Philly.
Nice.
Made a sizable donation to our program. So without them, we couldn't have this program and get the opportunity to give back like we love to do in law enforcement.
Yeah, and we love hearing about it. And, of course, I love having you in to talk about it. And it's Chad Dorsey, New Philly Police Department Chairman for Christmas with a Cop. Also, in cooperation with Fraternal Order of Police, Tuscora Lodge number 4. When they told me Chad Dorsey from the police department was coming in, I thought you had to take Jared away or something. I don't know what you're doing. Thought you had some business to tend to. But no, Chad, like I said, thanks for coming in and giving us that much needed info for the folks. Of course, it's just a way you guys give back throughout the holiday season, and it's what this time of year is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me and giving me the opportunity. Come on.
You betcha. Hey, happy Merry Christmas to you and yours, all right? And all right. The folks over there at the New Philadelphia Police Department, take a donut. Ken Snyder brought those from Keister Implement, so they're good to go. Take a couple if you want. Chad Dorsey again, New Philly Police Department, and of course, the chairman holding down that seat for Christmas with a Cop. Chad, thanks again so much.